This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. You know, after hour number one, I didn't think I was going to make it through hour number two, but I'm okay right now. The headache is at a dull roar. The bad thing about having a headache is you have to wear headphones. And headphones are, you know, sort of loud. Anyway, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Let's get away from the deep state for a moment if we can. Let's talk about Menendez, Senator, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez in particular. Now he recently was on trial, and he got a hung jury out of that one. I don't know what's going to come of that. Right now he's saying, you know, he's from New Jersey. He's saying any out-of-state concealed carry permit holder who enters his state, as he calls it, with a firearm, to throw him in prison for 5 years. He says, people violate our law. We are a state that has decided that we are against concealed carry weapons. We have stronger gun laws. We believe we've made the states safer as that. They violate our laws, and whatever is the law, and they are found guilty of it, they should pay the consequence. That's probably going to happen in New Jersey from now on, now that Christie is gone. When pressed about travelers with concealed carry permits who may be detoured into a state by accident, he replied, they know what our state's law is. They should know what our state law is if they want to carry a concealed weapon. I don't think they should just simply, you know, that they just simply get detoured, and they should think in advance when they are traveling. He continued, I find it amazing that Republicans who believe in states' rights all of a sudden have a problem observing the state rights of those states that think that stronger gun laws is the way to protect citizens, and that's what I have to say about it. New Jersey has probably, if not the most, some of the most stringent gun laws in the country. Their state troopers are known to pull over drivers and question them on whether they're carrying concealed firearms. Brian Fletcher, a North Carolina resident, was arrested by New Jersey law enforcement in 2015 after he was pulled over and told police he had a handgun in his truck. 2013, Shanine Allen, a Pennsylvania mom, was arrested near Atlantic City after telling New Jersey law enforcement who pulled her over she had a firearm that was considered legal in her home state. Chris Christie pardoned Allen, but the incoming Democratic New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy seems ready to do away with such a practice from any out-of-state concealed carry permit holder convicted of being in a state with a firearm. Now, I know a few people that live in New Jersey. You know, I know Tony Simon. I know Evan Knapp. And I know, you know, Anthony Calandro. New Jersey looks at us now. Well, they've always looked at us this way, but they look at us now with the advent of this new governor as persona non gratis. So right now, until the people of New Jersey figure something out, I would say let's stay away from New Jersey, because what we're going to get from New Jersey for us, for me and you, is there'll be a sign in New Jersey saying, welcome to New Jersey, you're under arrest. And that should be, you know, that should make a bunch of us think before we go up there. I mean, I certainly don't plan to go up there, never have planned to go up there. And at this particular point, I don't intend to change those plans. But this is a little troubling. Now, there were seven lies told during the national reciprocity markup. Lie number one, because of this bill, criminals will be able to bring guns into states without reciprocity. That was a lie because criminals can't carry guns in any state. And that would, all this does is prevent accidental criminals. Lie number two, women will be less safe because of this bill. Well, if women carry guns, they'll be more safe. And if they learn how to carry guns, they'll be more safe than that. Lie number three, domestic abusers will be able to get a concealed carry permit from another state to be able to conceal carry a handgun. No, domestic abusers cannot own firearms. Remember why we're trying to update the NICS? Because Devin Kelly was a domestic abuser. They're banned by federal law called the Domestic Violence Offender Gun Ban. If you cannot own a gun, then you cannot get a concealed carry permit in any state. Period. Lie number four, one of the bigger ones. The gun crime rates will go up. Well, concealed carry permit holders go through criminal background checks. They're also the most law-abiding section in society today in the United States. There's an article out there called The Staggering Safety of Living with Concealed Carry Holders. It's staggering, I'm telling you. Number five, the bill would allow stalkers to carry guns. Well, anyone that has a restraining order against them is not permitted to have a firearm in any state. See rule number three, lie number three. People who this bill will help is the very people who are being stalked by allowing them to carry a gun. Lie number six, if a person is prohibited from having a gun, this bill will give them the right to carry one. This is another big one. This bill doesn't overturn any law on prohibited people at all. If you're banned from possessing a gun, then you are banned from possessing a gun. Simple. If you research the origins of this notion, you could find that lie was from the Bloomberg group, the Every Town for Gun Safety. Lie number seven. And I always love this one. This one's my favorite. This is a handout to gun manufacturers and the NRA. Okay. Let me make this very clear to you. Gun manufacturers compete for a very small slice of the pie. There are so many of them out there. And despite the numbers, the staggering numbers you hear about guns, the actual slice of the pie that they get, whether it's a handgun or a rifle, and even if it's a model of rifle, like, you know, a platform like the AR-15, it's still small. It's remarkably small. So this being a handout to gun companies, I got to cry shenanigans on that one. They're already running as hard as they can. Now, some of them had contracted a little bit since November of 2016. But, you know, that is beside the point. The NRA, well, the NRA has 5 million members. And there's 16.3 million concealed carry holders in the United States. The concealed carry members, concealed carry holders, concealed carry permit holders. I'll get it right. Just give me a second. Two or three chances. That's all I ask. Those guys outnumber, for every one of us, or for every one NRA member, there's three of us. So I don't see how this benefits NRA at all. Now, what this bill would do is the 16.3 million concealed carry permit holders, this would empower every single one of those permit holders to be able to travel freely with their guns. And these are the people most affected by this law. Criminals are not affected by this law. They can't be affected by this law because they break the law. So, hence, they can't be, you know, affected by this law. And there you go. This is all about emotion. It was about feeling. Had nothing to do with truth. Let's go ahead, call some senators, and let's get national reciprocity passed, shall we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lock and load. The Andy Gun Zealots love to present domestic violence as all the reason they need to enact further gun restrictions, because after all, some people are dangerous. And those people tend to engage in violence early and often. Sutherland Springs is a prime example. That killer has a history of domestic violence, after all. But there's a flip side that the gun grabbers miss. They forget that women use guns to defend themselves.
We get this. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is searching for a man accused of attacking his ex-wife as he tried to break into her home. The victim told police she shot Randolph Bishop in the face before he ran away. Police said Bishop tried to break into the victim's home with a crowbar. According to a police report, Bishop said he wanted to talk, and when the woman agreed, he attacked her. Sheriff's Office said the woman had a gun and fired. Woman had a gun and fired, hitting Bishop, hitting him somewhere in the face. Action News Jack's crime and safety expert Ken Jefferson said she had every right to protect herself. She was in fear, and her fears came to life when he assaulted her outside. She did the next best thing and protected herself as well as within her rights to protect herself. She did have that right. Yes, she did. She also was lucky to have a gun. She had to, have that means to do so. What many who pretend that domestic violence is a reason for gun control miss is that absent guns, men are better able to abuse women. We are, on average, bigger, faster, and stronger than the women we may be assaulting. We have the capability to beat them to death with our bare hands, and the woman would be powerless to do anything about it. But if you put a gun in her hands, well, then you get a jack wagon shot in the face by the ex-wife he allegedly attacked. There's that old saying, God created all men and Sam Colt made them equal. That saying was a truth, noting that prior to the gun, biggest and strongest men almost always had some degree of superiority over their fellow man. Strength came in many forms, but the average guy didn't have a lot of options in his life to defend himself. Things weren't equal by any stretch of the imagination. But then, enter the gun. When it came on the scene, particularly the repeating handgun, suddenly things changed. The small no longer had to fear large men with malice in their hearts. They could hold their own. This applied to women as well. No longer did they have to fear men in the dark alley, knowing they couldn't overpower an attacker. Now they knew they could end the fight quite well if they needed to. And that's what a firearm does. It negates any and all advantages of the bigger, stronger brute who wants to violate your personal rights. Shooting someone in the face tends to make them rethink their desire, cause you harm right then as well. If you want to end domestic violence, then let women arm themselves. Arm enough of them, and you'd be hard-pressed to think of the term as violence against women as anything more than a really bad idea that some people used to have. And it was a bad idea then, too. It was a very bad idea. But, that part of it is... All of this is inevitable. Whenever you see Democrats gain power in a state, like Virginia, they've gained power in Virginia. Jack Ryer, as a spokesman for the Virginia State Republican Caucus, said he expects a lot more gun control legislation to be filed. He doubts that much would pass, but David Hancock, manager of gun seller Bob Moat's sports shop in Midlothian, echoed that sentiment. We're not expecting any major changes right away. But Democrats say that the sea change means they'll have more committee representation, more sway in general, and in some cases, might need just one Republican vote to secure a gun measure's passage. For Delegate Kathleen Murphy, who represents parts of two Northern Virginia counties, gun control is personal. Her brother was shot to death during a robbery. She doesn't want another family to go through what hers did. She plans to introduce a bill, or reintroduce one, that would make a second conviction for domestic abuse a felony, making those convicted unable to own guns. She said, I don't recognize the... understand the refusal of people on the other side to recognize that we can do something in a bipartisan way to make guns safer, to make our children and families safer from gun violence without harming people's right to carry guns. Make guns safer. Okay. Here's the problem with that. You don't want a safe gun. You don't ever want a safe gun. I want my guns to be dangerous. Why is that? I want guns to be dangerous because if they're dangerous to me, they're dangerous to the person that I may have to employ them against. Getting out there and calling for a safe gun, calling for a smart gun, whatever you want to call it. Calling out there and trying to make more and more people part of a restricted list. Let's lower the threshold here. Let's lower the threshold there. Listen, Democrats, you guys are the ones that keep letting them out of jail. Now, true, they get out of jail and then they can't own guns, but when they become criminals, when they become a career criminal, it doesn't matter what kind of law you put in place, boys and girls, that's just going to be an issue from here on out. So getting out there and trying to expand this law and that law and everything else, while in the meantime, you know, she's talking about what happened to her brother. On the other hand, they talk about domestic abuse. In both cases, there are people that are going to be victimized unless they have a means to fight back. We have to decide where that is. Is it where it should be, which primarily means if you want to defend yourself, you are allowed to have the means to do so, which is a right which precedes the Constitution. You were born, so you were born with the right. Either we have that or we don't. And if we don't, okay, your move. All you got to do is take them back. We can do this whole come and get it thing if you want to. I don't think you want to. You know, all of you people pushing for these laws and that law, who's going to watch out for you? I'm just asking, because you've already thrown the cops under the... You're going to exempt yourself from that, aren't you? You'll have guns. That's right. I forgot all about that. I'm sorry. Forgot all about that. So, I guess we know the answer now. You'll be exempt. There'll be a small number of guns, or a large selection for those of you who will be the chosen. And the rest of us can just go pound sand and, you know, hope for the best. Hope for the best. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm just laughing at something that popped up. I watch a lot of Christmas movies this time of year, and one of my favorites is, I believe it was put out in 2004. It is a... the Jim Carrey version of A Christmas Carol. I like it because it seems like it is almost exactly as it was written. And in that, he says, since you asked me what I wish, gentlemen, that is my answer. I don't make merry myself at Christmas, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. I help to support the establishments I have mentioned. They cost enough, and those who are badly off must go there. And the reply is, many can't go there, and many would rather die. And then Scrooge says, if they would rather die, they had better do it and decrease the surplus population. That phrase, surplus population, Dickens had a philosophical agenda. He's taking aim at the father of the zero-growth philosophy, Thomas Malthus. Malthus's ideas were still current in British intellectual life at the time of A Christmas Carol. Malthus himself had joined the surplus generation only 9 years before, but his ideas have proved more durable. Well, what was Dickens really doing when he wrote A Christmas Carol? Well, what he was actually doing was weighing in on one of the central economic debates of his time, the one that raged between Thomas Malthus and one of the disciples of Adam Smith. Malthus famously argued that in a world in which economies grew based upon arithmetic and population grew geometrically, mass want would be inevitable. His essay on population created a school of thought which continues to this day under the banners of zero population growth and sustainability. The threat of a population bomb under which my generation lived was Paul Ehrlich's modern rehashing of the Malthusian argument about the inability of productivity to keep pace with, let alone exceed, population growth. John Baptiste say? Smith's most influential disciple argued, on the other hand, as had his mentor, that the gains from global population as it grew and spread over vast expanses of trading trigger gains from a division of labor which exceed those ever thought possible before the rise of the market order. Guess whose ideas Dickens put into the mouth of his antagonist, Ebenezer Scrooge? Scrooge demanded, and the union workhouses, are they still in operation? If they would rather die, said Scrooge, they'd better do it and decrease the surplus population. Later in the story, the ghost of Christmas present reminds Scrooge of his earlier words and then adds about Tiny Tim. What then, if he'd be like to die, he'd better do it and increase the surplus population. Scrooge, at that point, hung his own head to hear his own words quoted by the spirit and was overcome with penitence and grief. The ghost says, man, if man be in you be in heart, not adamant, forbear that wicked cant. Until you have discovered what the surplus is and where it is, will you decide what men shall live and what men shall die? It may be that in the sight of heaven you are more worthless and less fit to live than millions like this poor man's child. Oh God, to hear the insect on the leaf pronouncing on the too much life among his hungry brothers in the dust. It's also interesting that Ehrlich was not an economist, ergonomist, or even a demographer, but rather an expert in insect biology. Malthusianism is indeed the philosophy of the bug heap, of man as before devouring swarm rather than ennobling angel. That ghost of Christmas present is the key to understanding Dickens' political and economic philosophy. He is the symbol of abundance. He literally and figuratively holds a cornucopia, a horn of plenty. And while he wears a scabbard at his side, it's bereft of sword and neglected in care. So he is out there talking peace and plenty. When Scrooge asks him how many brothers he has, he replies more than 1,800. When Scrooge declares that that is a tremendous family to provide for, the ghost rises in anger and then he takes Scrooge where? To the University Economics Department? To the Socialist Meeting House? No, he takes him to the market and shows him the abundance there, especially the fruits of the foreign trade. Said there were great round pot-bellied baskets of chestnuts shaped like the waistcoats of jolly old gentlemen, lolling in the doors and tumbling out into the street of their apoplectic opulence. There were ruddy brown-faced broad-girthed Spanish friars. There were pears and apples clustered high in blooming pyramids. There were bunches of grapes made in the shopkeeper's benevolence to dangle from conspicuous hooks. There were piles of filberts, mossy and brown. There were Norfolk biffins, squab and swarthy, setting off the yellow of the oranges and the lemons, and in the great compactness of their juicy persons, urgently entreating and beseeching to be carried home in paper bags and eaten after dinner. Onions from Spain, grapes from the Mediterranean, and citrus from the equatorial regions. How else could you eat oranges in England during the winter? At the end of their Christmas feast, the poor Cratchits eat, yes, oranges. How else, other than through international trade, could the poor afford oranges? So, you would think that Christmas present, and that way, in extension, his creator, Mr. Dickens, and his teacher, Mr. Say, are true disciples of Mr. Smith. And ironically, this made Scrooge a much less wealthy man than he could have been. He was a miser, not an entrepreneur, because his economic philosophy was a miserly one, not an entrepreneurial one. Look at Scrooge's mentor, Fezziwig, who had two apprentices and dozens of employees. And by contrast, Scrooge, even as an old man, had no apprentices, one employee, a low-wage, low-skilled one at that. What was Scrooge's ambition? What was his plan for expansion? Michael Dell is reported to have started his dream of an image of a large building filled with employees with a flagpole outside. Scrooge didn't even update his Scrooge and Marley sign upon the death of his partner 7 years after the event, preferring to let Russ simply erase the latter's name. What kind of entrepreneur thinks that way? Scrooge and Marley is basically a collection agency micro-business whose proprietor did not even make the Forbes 15 list of the wealthiest fictional characters. When Scrooge's nephew Fred presses his uncle to reveal the cause of their alienation, Scrooge asks him, "Why did you marry?" And this is not a change of subject. It's another bitter fruit of this old man's antenatal philosophy. So small wonder that after Scrooge's conversion, he spends Christmas Day with his nephew's family and cheerfully watches Topper court Fred's wife's plump sister. If Scrooge had modern counterparts, they'd be more likely to be found among those sad, self-sterilizing minimizers of carbon footprints than in the circles of supply-side entrepreneurs. So how did Scrooge's economics get to be so confused? And the answer is that this fictional character would have grown up during the lean years in British history, before the supply-side tax cuts of Adam Smith had been implemented. The adult Scrooge, living in a time of growing global trade and strong economic growth, still retained the stagnation mindset of the lean years, even when the fat years at the prosperous end of the Laffer curve were upon him. I bet you thought that Scrooge was just sort of Christmas Carol was just sort of a Christmas thing, right? A Christmas thing, but indeed it has a whole lot of philosophical background to it. If you just look at it a little bit, it's quite interesting, and I only had to watch that movie about 90 times to dig a little deeper. 90. And I may be a little conservative on that one. I may have watched that more than that. Watch it tonight and see what you think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. Normally I do that backwards. I don't know why I messed up right now. One thing that we should all be taking into consideration during these midterms is what happened in San Francisco with Kate Steinle. This, by the way, coming from the desk of David Kodria. Kate Steinle was shot and killed in a sanctuary city. And then, because it all occurred in a sanctuary city, Mr. Zarate, the shooter, was acquitted of murder and of manslaughter as well. Now, reporter Heather MacDonald noted in a December 1st City Journal report that advocates for illegal immigrants are unrepentant after the shocking acquittal on all homicide charges for an illegal alien confessed killer. The advocates are defending the sanctuary policies that set in motion the 2015 killing in San Francisco. They've also doubled down on their opposition to any deportation of illegal aliens, criminal or otherwise. If ever there were a clarifying moment regarding what is at stake in the battle of the immigration rule of law, this is it. Now, here's the thing about guns and people that kill people with guns. Without the person there to use the gun to kill somebody, the gun's not going to do it by itself. The anti-gunners placed all the focus on the gun. That a 5-time deported illegal immigrant with 7 felony convictions first stole and then used to kill a woman strolling on the waterfront with her father and friend. 32-year-old Catherine Steinle would still be alive had a law enforcement officer not left his gun unsecured in a backpack in his car after going to dinner with his family. So naturally, demanding mom Shannon Watt sent out a tweet making excuses for illegal immigrants and blaming guns. She sent out the best way to honor hashtag Kate Steinle. That's what she's become, a hashtag. And protect the hundreds of Americans who are shot and killed or injured every day in America to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. Why are we more upset that she was shot by an immigrant than that she was shot and killed? I think you're sort of missing the point, Squeaky. Although she never misses an opportunity to tap dance in the blood for disarmament. Dance for your dollars. I will dance for gun grabbing. She makes no mention of how the gun got into the killer's hands or how many laws were broken. But, and here's the thing about this. If Sarate's not in the country, he doesn't steal the gun from that guy. Maybe somebody does. Leaving any piece of luggage, backpack, whatever, that you can see in a car is asking for something to be smashed. So, instead of being prosecuted for a violation of California law, which leaving his gun unsecured in his car was, Bureau of Land Management Ranger John Wojcicki was never even disciplined. Instead, El Centro's 2011 Ranger of the Year was promoted 5 months after Steinle's killing. In the military, if we lost a weapon, that was we were going somewhere fun. We were at least going to lose some rank. The other law enforcement contribution was by Sheriff Ross Murakami, who ignored a detainer from ICE and put the killer back on the streets. He's another textbook only one who, while working to disarm his countrymen, has taken hypocritical advantage of his own elite status to keep his guns. That's despite a domestic violence charge, which was plea bargained to false imprisonment, a documented history of his well-known temper, and reports that he failed to qualify to carry a gun under California law, after which the range officer was conveniently demoted and transferred. But it's your and my guns that are the problem here. And that's despite Californians, or California with a K's, draconian restrictions on the ability of ordinary people to keep and bear them. And despite the same people who want to disarm us digging in on sanctuary status in violation of federal law. So this has got to have a backlash, and that may well manifest itself in the 2018 elections. They think of me and you as flyover Americans, which were the same people who turned out to turn the establishment on their ear by electing Donald Trump, not because of the man, but because of his platform. And they see travesties like this, and for us, we begin to resent this bitterly. And we see disasters caused time and time again by progressive policy and contempt and ridicule and blame heaped upon our values, which they find deplorable. And some of us just simply don't forget that. We don't let go of it. And we see the problem repeat itself in other progressive strongholds, like a recent story from Portland, Oregon, where an illegal alien deported 20 times, was convicted of kidnapping and sexually abusing two women. We see him laughing at his sentencing hearing and telling the families he'll see them in hell. We see Portland declaring itself a sanctuary city with useful idiots demanding that President Trump admit unrestricted refugees. We see Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler amp up the defiance of immigration law. He says, "We will not be complicit in the deportation of our neighbors. Under my leadership as mayor, City of Portland will remain a welcoming, safe place for all people, regardless of immigration status." Naturally, Mayor Wheeler is all for infringements on the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And no surprise, he has as much disdain for the First Amendment as he does for the Second. So we're not going to be able to do anything about states and urban locales that are overwhelmingly blue. But if enough red state Americans turn their outrage at injustice like this into motivation to act, maybe we can once again shock them. Shock the hell out of the establishment media pundits who are wishfully envisioning midterm turnarounds in the House and the Senate. Well, it really has to happen now is for the Republicans to deserve our support, I guess. I don't know. We need to be looking at this and understanding what this means. They don't give a rip about your safety. They don't give a rip about your desire. They don't give a rip about what the nation is. They believe that, you know, they know better. They don't care about culture. They don't care about a lot of things. So, you need to remember that There's cities in this country where people get killed or kidnapped and raped. And it's by people that shouldn't even be in the country. Their mere being here is breaking the law. And we need to put a stop to that. And we need to build a wall. And then we need to, you know, I would love to sit back and say, well, we should have compassion for our fellow man. But you know what? We need to draw a line somewhere. And we need to say to ourselves, okay, this is the line of demarcation. If you are here illegally and you want to be here legally, then stand up and be counted and get out of the shadows. And you're just going to have to trust us on this. And if you don't trust us and we find you, you're going to be gone. And if you trust us and we detain you, well, you're breaking the law. And you know you're breaking the law. That's why you congregate in these places. And just like everybody else that congregates in these places, not all of you are bad, but enough of you are bad to where we should be able to say, we don't want you here. And it is that simple. It's just simply that easy to figure out. It's not rocket science to sit back and say, we should decide who can and can't come here. Back again in 21 hours tomorrow night, it will be Rob Morris and James Yeager. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.